Good morning. It is Veterans Day, and there are a variety of programs at the federal and state level to help veterans succeed at farming. The Illinois Department of Agriculture and the Illinois Farmer Veteran Coalition have a marketing program to help out.
Homegrown by Heroes is a logo program that our veterans are able to put on their products to identify and communicate to consumers that this product was produced by a veteran.
Jackie Samburski is with the Illinois Department of Ag, and this is not aimed at big corn and soybean farmers. It's aimed at farmers like
Tony Fershey, owner, operator at Garlic Breath Farm.
Did you say Garlic Breath Farm?
Yes, Garlic Breath Farm.
Okay.
Our son thought it up. We're just in the truck trying to figure out a name for it, and he said, how about Garlic Breath Farm? And we're like, okay.
Yeah, that's nice. Back to Tony, who's one of over 12,000 ag producers in Illinois who have served in the military.
I'm a disabled veteran, United States Navy.
He and his wife Sharon raise garlic near Elburn.
Certified organic garlic. We're also looking to expand into other produce and open up a roadside farm stand by next year.
And why garlic?
We did a Google search and we had a toss-up between garlic and lavender. And my wife and I looked at each other and we said, well, we both love garlic. If we can't sell it, we can always eat it.
Man, how's it going?
The demand has been great, and our customers, we love them all.
And where do you find your customers?
Just farmers markets, typically, sometimes restaurants.
Tony Fershey says raising garlic is labor-intensive. He just finished planting about 50,000 garlic bulbs by hand.
Either kneeling or sitting in the soil and just putting bulbs in the ground.
Veteran-owned and operated Garlic Breath Farm in Elburn. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn rode the wheat wave higher, adding 14.5 cents to $5.69. Wheat closed at $8.17, the highest since 2014. Soybeans rose a nickel. From the farm to your belly, it is National Sunday Day. Chocolate fudge for me. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.